Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, dicks and johns, kitties and pussies, sausages and snakes, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, but with the penis and the vagina, or even with the petri dish, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
We always a little more punch here at the speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA, where we are broadcasting live on Radio Susie One, on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation, in your hard drive. Baby. Yeah, we give that A women a little more punch, you know. We're sort of women owned and operated, huh, Max? But we love us some penises, huh? Yes'm, we do. Yep, we love to suck 'em. I can't talk with my penis in my mouth. And sometimes, we fire 'em up. Yes, this is a big pecker, courtesy of Pipe Dream Toys. And it's our Aerostay candle, but, you know, we bring it out on special days. Tonight is a special day, night. It's the Porn Star Penis Dialogues tonight. And we are going to be talking to some very exciting porn stars and porn starlets and Hall of Famers and exciting people, and authors as well, authors of various pieces of art about penises. It's amazing. Of course, it's not so amazing. I mean, because there is so much art that is all about penises, really. I think, actually, most art is about penises. You know, I mean, here I have these wonderful columns shaped like a penis, if you're watching us on webcam. And, of course, these are really shaped like a penis, but the column itself is shaped like a penis. And we have some lovely dildos here tonight. We have a book we're going to talk about. It's called The Penis Dialogues. The author's going to be on with us by phone in a little while. But first we're going to talk to our in-studio guests here at the Womb Room in Dr. Susie's Speakeasy at the Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences in the soul of downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. And I am very delighted to have with me tonight some exciting guests. Here she is. A Kennedy. Wow.
Kennedy. Hi. That's testing. Exciting. Okay, I'm on.
One of those
Hi.
Dicks.
Huh?
Yeah.
A real no relation.
This is Paris Kennedy.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi.
To
Thank
Radio
you.
CZ1.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have
I'm
you.
I'm glad I could finally make it.
Yeah. Huh. We've been
finally healthy.
Tweeting a lot. Huh?
Yes.
Haven't we?
Yes.
We've been tweeting for months and months. This has had a lot of foreplay.
Yes, it has.
This evening, it really, really has.
That means it's going to build up to something awesome. So
it is, and I can feel it. And so tell us a little bit about you. First of all, I know you're an adult action hero, which
yes.
I think is very intriguing.
Yes, I like to put strange things on my Twitter. I started out as a professional submissive in a dungeon in LA. I did that for a year and a half, and then through that, I met people who did fetish video, and I started doing that.
You started out. Wait a second. Starting out as a professional submissive.
Yes.
I mean, this.
Before
this
I ever went on video.
Your first job? I mean,
yeah.
Or first job in the adult. Action.
I was a secretary briefly before that.
Oh, well,
maybe
that's
for like a
kind
year.
Of submissive.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, I could come in here at the same time every day, or I could go do that. And I saw an ad in a paper while I was at work as a secretary, and it said submissives wanted. And I was like, I could get paid for that. That's
wow.
what I like.
Yeah.
So I was stoked, and I was 19, and yeah, that was my first adult industry adventure.
Uh-huh. And what did you like most about submission? Being spanked or being tied up?
I loved being spanked. Mm-hmm. The first video I ever did was a spanking video, and I started out in spanking movies before I even did anything mainstream. And I like bondage, I like being tied up. Mm. I was very, very... Now I'm kind of a switch, but when I was 19, I was so submissive. It's not
really?
Even funny.
And to women and men? Or
just men.
Like just to men?
To women, I usually call myself, I'm not dominant, but I'm a top. I like to be the boy.
Ah.
I like to wear the pants and spend the money and take them on dates.
And have the penis as well? I mean, do
you wear
a strap-on?
Like, I say I'm a top, but I'm not a dom, so I don't... There's definitely not any dom in me, but I like to be the boy.
Uh-huh. And do you like to wear
like to
a
give,
strap-on?
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you feel when you have a penis?
Really powerful. I uh-huh. actually like have a thing for wearing men's underwear.
Really?
So I go to my favorite are at American Apparel, and I like the different colors and stuff, so I like to wear them sometimes at home or just under my clothes.
And how does a real penis, make you feel?
Great. I love penises.
What do you love about them?
I love the way they make me feel. I love the way they feel in my hand. I love the way they feel in my mouth.
Did you always?
I didn't. I actually thought I was a lesbian all through high school and didn't really realize I liked men until about the same time I started work as a submissive.
Really?
Yeah.
So you started working as a submissive without liking penises too much. And
yeah.
And
yeah.
then you developed a taste?
Yeah, I guess that. And then I met my ex-husband at the time. I got married really young. And he kind of made me realize I liked penis. But all through high school, I dated women. All my girlfriends were women. I lost my virginity to women long before men.
What's a pet name you've used for penis?
I have a lot. I like... Ding dong.
Ding dong.
I like silly names for penises, and
okay.
my boyfriend
that
gets mad. He doesn't
sugary.
Like it. He doesn't like it when I say wiener. He says it's not sexy. So I'm banned
wiener.
From saying
wiener. We have
wiener.
A problem with wiener, I think. We heard someone else had a problem
yes.
with wiener. Wasn't that you, Alex? Yes, Alexandra is
hey,
here.
Hey, that's me. Yes. Alexandra.
Alexandra Silk.
Yeah.
Very silky. Me. Alexandra Silk, I'm so happy to have you. You just contacted me like a few days ago,
yeah,
right? And you're already here.
It's that's so great
exciting.
To be here.
Yes, yes. And you, of course, are a famous porn star and a new sex surrogate, aren't you?
I am.
Newly certified and stamped and FDA approved.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
you're an AVN Hall of Famer.
I am.
Yeah.
And so is Luke, my
well,
husband.
We're going to get to him.
Yeah.
We're but you're such a giver.
Oh.
We're barely done with your introduction, and you're already passing it to him.
Yeah.
You know, the penis. So yes, really. So well, let's pass it to the penis. All right. Well, you're both AVN Hall of Famers, and so Luke, welcome.
Well, welcome, and thank you for having me here tonight.
Luke Wilder.
Yes, that's me, Luke Wilder. Alex was so giving, though. I really feel I owe her just a little bit. You know, she did this great show for Playboy TV called
Court
Sex
TV?
Court.
Oh.
Sex Court.
Oh, Sex Court, yeah. Right, yes.
And she was on the show with Julie Strange.
Julie Strange, who we've had here. Yes,
and Julie is a wonderful lady.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
She's really an adult action hero. I mean,
yeah.
She is, yeah.
That's what she struck me as when I first met her.
I had the privilege of directing Julie in two fetish videos, yeah. So.
And that's Judge Julie.
Judge Julie.
A takeoff on the other one.
Correct.
Judge
Judy. You know?
And you're the bailiff, or you were.
She got to be the bailiff and wear the, you know, leather outfit. She had the blue corset with the cop's hat and
so
the tie-dye leather boots.
And sexy.
Yeah, I've wandered a lot in the sex world, but mm-hmm. then I've evolved into the sex surrogacy, surrogate partner therapy, we call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very interesting. And you just got certified by IPSA?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Both of you. Did you take the course together?
Well, no. I'm still in an internship.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have not been certified yet.
Oh.
I've been working with 40-year-old virgins.
Yes. There's quite a few, aren't there? It's not just a movie.
Many,
it's a reality.
Many, 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 many.
It's true. Well, we're pleased to have you here.
Thank you.
And so, you know, tonight it's called the Porn Star Penis Dialogues. So we're going to be talking to the author in a little while.
I love it.
And so I'm wondering if you want to share something about, you know, the penis in your lives, or penises, I guess. Maybe we'll start with the penis, the main one, yours.
Like, you want a little insight into my personal relationship with my dick?
Yes, I would like that.
We are best friends.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
We talk all the time. I am never alone.
Yes. Yep. Yes, you always have
my
friend.
My penis travels with me everywhere I go.
Does he ever let you down?
No.
Never.
Well, no, really.
Come on, even friends, they let you down occasionally, then they make up for it.
No.
Oh.
No, I've got a very healthy cock. And I've learned how to really enjoy it.
Oh, really?
I really have.
Like, what's your secret?
I'm 52 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have studied all kinds of wild, you know, like sexual tantric practices and things along that line. But it's a combination of things.
Yes.
One, it has to do with being 52, you know, and allowing, like, accepting my age and accepting the fact that things are a little slower now, but I enjoy that. And like,
take your time, and maybe you'll be at the same speed as the lady now.
Yeah, and, yeah, absolutely. And my orgasms are really slow and long and intense now.
Mm.
You know, so I do that with a combination.
Tantric.
Yeah, it's breathing, and it's some muscular contractions, and it's some mental visualizations,
mm-hmm.
And then it's also some of the practice that we've learned from our sex surrogacy training.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because, you know, I've been an adult actor for 20 years. I own an adult video company called Fallen Angel. I've always eroticized my sexuality.
Mm.
However, that's not what we teach in sex surrogacy. We bring people very much into the physicality of sex and get all the chatter out of their mind, you know, all the thoughts, all the religion, all the politics.
Sensate focus.
Gone. Exactly that, dear. And when you start practicing that in your own life, wow.
Wowie wow. Yeah. So back to penises for just a moment. Pet name or names for yours?
Boy, we don't play games.
Well, you don't call it penis, do you?
No, get right down to it. It's a
cock. Cock. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cock is a pet name. I mean, it's a classic, you know. Rooster, you know, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's cock, cock au vin, you know.
Any cock will do. Any cock will do.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I think Alex calls it daddy.
Really? Wow, that's kind of cool. You do?
Well, I can't really tell if she's talking to me.
She's
or the
laughing.
Cock.
I'm not sure
but
why she's laughing. Is this embarrassment
she's
over
on her knees
being revealed?
Looking up
or?
At me, and she's saying, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." So I figure she's talking to my dick.
What's the daddy thing, Alex?
Ooh, yeah. What is that?
Well, I mean, you know, Freud called it Electra, but do you think it has something to do with the dick?
We do have kind of a fetish relationship going, too, though.
Yeah.
Alex is submissive, and I'm dominant. I began my career in filmmaking in Brooklyn, believe it or not, back in the early days when all the fetish was shot out
in
New
meat
York.
Market, or meat lockers.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know Lenny, you know.
Yeah.
Lenny from the Hellfire,
Hellfire Club. Hellfire
Club,
right.
Yeah. And Bizarre
sure,
Video.
Hellfire Club.
And
yeah.
Gotham Video.
Oh my God.
Star Maker Video.
Right.
All of those. You know, back then I was Cool Hand Luke.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to your hand and your cock. But I want to introduce this lovely lady. So elegant and naughty. Ella, darling.
Get right up to that microphone, Ella.
Hello, Doc. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Look great.
Thank you.
Freaking sexy. Goodness gracious.
You look hot. You are a very beautiful girl. And you presented yourself to me at Eros Day.
I did so much.
And I was just delighted. I was also highly intoxicated of our introduction.
I wasn't the only one. I don't know.
It was late in the evening.
Yeah,
and the evening started early.
No way. I certainly not trashed out of my mind. No.
But you're wearing these cute little glasses.
Yes, I actually wore my contacts tonight just for you.
Yeah, you know.
Because
I mean,
I wanted to wear
you
look
great
makeup
with the glasses, but now you look like you're ready for some kind of makeup commercial or something. You really look really
thank you.
Very fresh and beautiful.
Thank you.
But when you presented yourself with your glasses, now we have, of course, lovely Alex in her glasses.
Oh, my goodness.
And
so
I have a
gorgeous
thing for girls in glasses because, of course, I wear glasses when I don't have my contacts in.
Me too.
And, yep, I saw them.
I know. I just think girls in glasses just look intellectual and sexy and beautiful.
Gosh. That fashionably nerdy look.
I love it. There's nothing less intoxicating.
I think there's kind of a fetish for that. And for there's a specific fetish for cum on the glasses, right?
Oh,
isn't there a jizz on the glasses kind of fetish?
I'm sure there is. That looks hot.
Rule 34.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know about that. Yep.
There's a word for it.
Jizz on the glasses.
I'm not sure what the word for it is, though.
There's got to be.
Right. Jig?
Opticum?
Jog?
Opticum?
Jizz on the glasses. Anyway, Ella darling, you are brand new to porn or?
Pretty new. Oh my goodness gracious. You are just seducing me with that cock pop.
You like a cock pop.
I love it. I want to just like jump over this thing and just grab it out of your hands.
Here's one for you.
Oh my gosh. I got my very own pecker lolly. I have such an oral fixation. And usually when girls say that, it means, I like to suck cock, which believe me, I do.
Yeah.
But also love vaginas as well.
Ooh. So I hear. You, in fact, in porn, you just work with vagina, right?
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not...
Vulva.
I have all the penis that could possibly... Oh, frack.
She lost her penis.
Yeah. Yes, got it.
At least it's wrapped up. Yeah.
All of the penis that I ever need, I have from my darling husband. But vagina's just... Mm. It's like... a wealth of vaginas that just can never satiate my thirst.
Wow.
It's always hard to come by for me.
I first want to say that a penis pop that you're going to be sucking is brought to us by Pipe Dream Toys.
Pipe Dream Toys. Thank you so much, Pipe Dream Toys.
and so
Yahoo.
Do you have a pet name for your husband's penis?
I don't.
You call it penis?
No, I don't know. Like, I don't really call it anything. I don't really refer to his penis specifically.
No, I think I really have to help you guys out here.
Yeah, like, I guess I could
We're
name
boring.
It. If I were to name it, oh my gosh. Okay, so I call him, like, I have a pet name for him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have, like, 10,000 pet names for, like,
okay,
anything
let's,
else
let's
in my
go
life,
here. These are just
years,
a few.
Wait, I need something robot related. Like robot
penis
or
dialogues.
Computer related. Because okay. He's my Jobot, so all it right. needs to be something digital.
Yeah.
Jobot?
Yeah.
Jobot.
So is that the name of the penis?
No. He's my Jobot, so it needs to be like his hard drive or, you know.
Okay. Well, joystick might work.
Joystick.
And we have prick, dick, of course, pecker, rod, woo-hoo. Staff, cock, willy. Schlong,
like
dong,
staff.
Mr. Happy, Peacemaker, Joystick, Mr. Flipper, The Unit, how about that, Anteater.
How about the main cane when you get older?
I like staff.
I like thing staff thing because it's like one. It's plus three
yeah.
against
staff
G-spots.
Staff is also kind of biblical, right? And we have a Mother Mary dildo dick right here and a Buddha. Anteater thing, Dilly What, Houdini, Dilly What.
Dilly
that
what?
Sounds a little British.
Yeah,
no, Michael Phillips is saying no. Doctor. I'm going
to
introduce Michael Phillips.
It's a Dilly What.
Can we get a microphone
dilly
back
what?
There or no?
Dilly
just say
what?
Hi.
We,
yeah.
No. Yeah, well, there's, no.
Dilly
no.
What?
No.
Sorry,
you can't speak yet.
In a moment.
All right. Okay. Well, you all have to
actually,
wait to hear
Michael Phillips.
Actually, somebody
pulls me that microphone that's on
hard
bed.
Hard candy. Yeah. That's what I was sucking.
Ooh,
yeah. Hard candy. Precious is another one.
Ooh.
Traveler, pet. Hard drive. Yeah, we got hard drive in here for you.
I don't like
talking.
Precious.
My
like
business. My business.
All right, Susan, yes. Michael can come over here. We've got a microphone for him. He can come over here.
Come over there. Wiener is here.
Don't come over
Nana.
Here.
Nana. Middle leg.
Come here.
Okay. Leno. Do they mean Jay Leno?
Can you try that microphone?
Come doctor.
Is it on?
It's on.
Member.
Yeah.
My microphone. That's one that we radio people really like. Jones. Mambo. Johnson, of course. Johnson, and we have Bon here too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There's Michael Phillips. Oh, he's going to talk over there. Okay, right by Max. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Todger is a nice English
Todger.
One.
Todger.
Yeah, it sounds really
Todger.
Nice.
Todger sounds very English.
Doesn't it? It sounds like something you'd want over for dinner. I'm here with my Todger.
Yeah. It sounds like a pet. Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. By the way, I have several names for my penis. I don't know what's wrong with you people.
Yeah, really. I'm trying to give them some ideas here.
Todger. I have several names.
Okay, let's go. What
Cyril,
are they?
Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. Like, oh, do you want to meet Charlie? No?
No.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, you so, know, I Charlie. Mean, John or Dick, these are all names. Yeah. Why not Charlie?
Bartholomew. Because then ooh. I can
now that's a little strange.
No.
Bartholomew.
Bartholomew, because then it's short. You say Barty, and you say, Barty, it's time for a party. It's kind of a rhyme
all right.
sort of
yeah,
intro.
Yeah, Barty,
like.
It's time for a party. All right.
I like
very
it.
Good. Willie, of course, is a classic, right? What's your
absolutely,
Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea of calling your cock precious, that's a little Tolkien, you know, for me. Like,
yeah, precious. You wouldn't. Yeah, that's not manly.
Smeagol smearing his cum all over the ground as he walks. My precious.
through the valley of sperm.
So we have boyfriend, right?
Husband.
Right, back to Ella. We have a husband, and we have and we do porn with girls.
Lots of porn with girls.
And does that make you like his penis even more? Do you feel like that's foreplay for his penis?
I feel like I have a chasm in my life that can only be filled by penis, and his penis fills it. Then I have a separate chasm in my life that is breasts and vaginas and beautiful ladies, and it's kind of like a never-ending, deep abyss.
Nice. That's a vagina, a never-ending deep abyss.
Yes.
So how about you, Paris? Paris. Do you like Paris? Have you been to Paris?
I have, yeah? And I do like Paris, yes.
Yeah. Did your mother name you Paris?
No, she did not.
Did you take that name?
Yes, I did. I didn't.
It's alliterative with penis. Right. And do you have a husband or a wife or a...
Right now, I have a boyfriend. I'm polyamorous, so I've had other relationships while with him, but right now it's just me and him.
So that's many penises, right?
Well, yeah, penises or vaginas.
Many penises and vaginas or vaginas.
Many people or both, whatever they got. Yeah.
And so is he okay? Is his penis okay with these other penises in your
life?
He
is, surprisingly, and I've dated other guys in the business, and I've dated guys who seemed really open-minded, and when I met him, he's like this rich from Connecticut attorney and from a rich family opposite of me, and the least person I would assume to be okay with that lifestyle, and I was honest from the beginning. I'm like, I don't do monogamy, I'm poly, and he was like, I'm like, you can date me or you cannot, and I'll understand, and he was like, I'll date you, and he's been amazing and amazingly supportive about it.
Well, you should give him one of these. It's a screaming O.
Mm. Yeah. Yay, presents.
A screaming O for his
cock. We will use this later.
Oh. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever used one of those?
I haven't. Not the vibrating kind of. Like, I've been with a guy who had a cock ring, but this is something else.
It's it is a cock ring. It goes around the cock and it vibrates.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it turns your cock into a vibrator, really.
So you can get clitoral, too? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, we're going to try this.
Do you have a preference for certain types of cock?
I like big cock best.
Big cock best.
I
have a lot of cocks here. Some of them are falling on the bed. I mean, would you say that any particular cock that you see here would be close approximation of your...
I like a curve, and there's a curve on that one.
There's a curve here.
Because I hit the G-spot and makes me come like a million times.
Woo-hoo!
This one, you mean?
No.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
This one.
That one's got a nice curve.
Yeah, this one has a nice curve here.
Oh, like a big head.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. It does.
If it was a little thicker, it'd be perfect.
Yeah.
That's it.
Look at that.
I'm going to go to my room.
Hello.
So do you have any cock technique, I mean, in terms of hand or blowjob or anything?
Guys seem to like my double fisting, my hand jobs. I've been told I give good hand jobs.
Woohoo!
I really like to give hand jobs. I really like watching guys give themselves hand jobs. It's like a huge thing for me. I love that.
Yeah.
Everyone whip it out.
Line up, guys.
Yes.
Where's Bon John?
Yeah. You all heard that, right? Pull him out.
I love radio.
Radio's great, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, oh yeah, this is radio. Yeah. Susie One.
Radio's
on the
best.
World Wide Web.
Yeah, whip it out, baby.
Whip it out. So, don't hesitate to whip anything out that you'd like to whip out.
We'll share it.
Is that your favorite style? I mean, do you see a cock up here that you prefer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say that.
Or down there, actually, it could be. I mean,
that's perfect, you know, because it's not too big and it's not too small.
This one here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not too big and it's not too small. How would that approximate with the cock here?
Well,
Luke, did you...
Daddy, I should say. How does that approximate
daddy.
With daddy?
Did you pose for that cock mold?
Except so I'm sure he doesn't have those warts at the bottom.
And it doesn't stand, like, on a stage all on its own.
Yeah, where are the veins?
Well, you know, none of these dildos are really like a real cock, although this one...
Ooh.
Actually comes.
All right.
Comes. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Shoot it. Do it.
Yes, Ella.
For those of you that cannot see this right now, Ella is taking an oral cum shot.
That's alkaline water, too.
Take it.
You know what?
She's got a facial.
Oh, here we go.
Take it. Deep throated.
Dr. Susie, that's quite a cum shot.
I know, huh? This is more fun than I thought it would be.
Oh, what a load.
What is your secret?
What a load.
I keep coming and coming here.
Okay, Susie, we're going
to... Also brought to us by Pipe Dream Toys.
We're going
to
go to break a second.
We
are? We're going to run a commercial, and we have some callers.
Don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Nina Hartley calls them the best commandments to come around in the past 2,000 years. Dr. Susan Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure gives you the erotic keys to a healthy sexual life. Whether you're married or single, monogamous, polyamorous, or even polymorphously perverse, Dr. Block's Ten Commandments of Pleasure will help you to enjoy and cultivate love, lust, and life itself as never before. With delicious humor and wisdom, and inspired by the bonobo way of peace through pleasure, this international bestseller, translated into 10 different languages and now in its third English language edition, has become the sexual Bible to millions of singles and couples around the world. Why? Because it gives you the keys to giving pleasure. The power to give pleasure is the greatest power that you have. Discover that power within you through Dr. Susan Block's 10 Commandments of Pleasure. Order your copy today. Call 213-670-0066. We're here for you 24/7, so there's no need to wait. Call 213-670-0066 today.
Okay, you're back on?
I'm back on. Welcome back to the Dr. Susan
need
Block
to
Show.
Talk with someone about something.
Well, maybe I'm... Okay, I'm here. And I'm here with my fabulous studio guests, Ella Darling and Paris Kennedy and Alexandra Silk and Luke Wilder. Gosh, I got all those names out without pumping it around. Anyway, I'm so glad to have you guys here. Now, Luke, I know you're going to appreciate this is a measuring tape, especially for cock,
for the
right
average
here.
Penis,
this is
yes.
This is a measuring tape for cock. See?
Do it.
So I get to be 9 inches no matter what.
And yeah,
you know
exactly.
What? If you fail at that, you can even fold it over once.
you know the techniques, don't
now,
you?
Now, wait a minute. I keep mine in storage, okay?
Where do you actually start, though? Like, do you start, like, at the base, or do you start...
You start at the like, neck, the
at,
back of your
at
neck.
At the bottom of your... At
that's
the
where
bottom
you start.
Of your testicles or something. Thank you, Susie.
I'm
my
pleasure.
Forever, my dear.
And here you go, a little bullet, just in case a penis won't do it.
We like the remote control bullet. You ever played with those?
Yes, absolutely. Those are fun. Those are.
Yeah, she took me to Venice the other day, yes. Venice Beach, and I had one on. And as I was walking, she was like going.
Come over here.
And
give me the credit card.
That was fun.
All right. We are having the porn star penis dialogues here on the Dr. Susan Block Show tonight. And in addition
and
to
have,
my in-studio guests, I have also Michael
line.
Phillips. Hello, Michael. Yes. And I also have the author of the penis dialogues. Here we go. Handle with Care, Dr. Gabriel Constance.
Is this the sequel to the vagina monologues?
Well, you could call it that. I mean, he was inspired by the vagina monologues, and Eve Ensler, the author of the vagina monologues, she has, you know, endorsed the book. She gave it a great review and loves it. So I guess it is related, although, as we will find out later, The vagina monologues have inspired many different types of penis comebacks, including Michael's penis parables. But right now, I want to talk to Dr. Gabriel. Hey, Dr. Gabe, are you there?
Hold on a second.
Gabriel Constance, author of The Penis Dialogues.
He's on?
Hi. Yeah.
You want to borrow mine? I've got a great...
Yeah, we've got a great tape measure here, actually. It makes 6 inches into nine. And that is what that tape measure does. It's very special.
Did you guys see
Yeah. My new ruler? Here's one for your boyfriend right here, or your husband, excuse me. This is for your husband. He'll like that. Yeah. Yeah, here you go. This will help out the man in your life. Okay, so... Do we have Gabriel?
Hi.
Hey, Gabriel. Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
I've been trying to get back in for years.
Excuse me?
It's good to be back in the womb.
Yes, you're in the womb room.
That's great.
And that's where a penis should be. Yeah. I mean...
I think it was Woody Allen said, we scream having to come out of the womb and spend the rest of our life trying to get back in.
Absolutely. And you are in the womb room right now,
at least
vocally. And we've been talking about penises all night so far. You know, we've been we're kind of minimal in terms of penis pet names, but everybody does have a good relationship with a penis. You know, whether it's their own or someone else's. So far,
there are so many pet names. I was really surprised. I interviewed like over 300 men in all different kinds of contexts, and they came up with names that they or their lovers called their cock in so many different names, and some I had never heard of, and I thought I had heard them all. They were just, you know, the traveler, hard drive, my munchie, bean shooter, that's not that original.
Bean shooter. That's, you know, I mean, I don't know anyone that calls it a bean shooter.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, yes.
Yeah, and Pito, Lino, Bigfoot. The pussy duster, that's sort of well known. Swelled head, missed my microphone.
Yes, we talked about the microphone. But you know what? We've already gone through a bunch of names of penises, actually, because we were at such a lack that we read some from your book.
Oh, okay.
So now what we'd like to do is, first of all, hear from you. What made you want to write the penis dialogues? I mean, you were inspired by the vagina monologues, but something more?
Yeah, it was just the vagina monologues were so inspiring and so powerful and so revealing, and so, for so many women that were involved in it. And I always wondered, you know, I realized that men don't talk much about sexuality, or let alone our penis or cock, and there's just, I wanted to find out more, and was curious if anybody would even talk about it much, and what it how it meant in their life, and how it affected their sexuality, and how they saw themselves, and so I ended up asking a lot of the same questions that Eve asked, except changing the anatomy, and it was quite surprising.
And what were you most surprised by?
A couple things. One is that how many men, at least individually, not always in groups, but on one-to-one conversations, would reveal about different things that happened in their life, things that were embarrassing, things that messages they'd been told, how they didn't always want to go along with all the quote guys and what they were talking about, or what was supposed to be the cool thing to do, or macho as far as being like a sex machine and sleeping with anybody who you could get at any time. And the other thing that was really surprising was how many men had been abused as kids sexually, out of the number that I spoke with. So both of those things were pretty surprising.
So how did writing this book change your own relationship with your penis?
Well, I don't talk to it as much as I used to.
Aww. I mean, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. It's because there's more non-violent, because I've spoken and spent so much time discussing it and talking about it with so many people, sort of after a while, what else can we share? What other recent research has happened? And with my wife and I, we just talk about it ourselves. So.
So, do you have a pet name for your own penis?
No, I don't.
No?
Nope.
After all of those names
after
that
all those different names, I realize, you know, I've never, and I can't think of anybody I've ever been with that's given it a pet name either in the past.
Aww.
Anything other than cock.
Can we share ours, Mickey?
Yeah, please. What are they?
Well, we have a kind of friend. We spend some time in France.
Wait. You're going to share what?
Well, I feel that people need instruction.
No, he's embarrassed.
Michael's
no,
giving
he's
them
saying,
some.
Listen, stop that.
Don't Mr. Penus.
Oh, don't say that.
Come on.
He's embarrassed. He's saying, what are you doing?
That isn't
just
that a
pulling my pants
I
down.
I love that name.
Come on, stop it.
I mean, and I think you should have a name that you love.
Why do you think people give them pet names? Or why, what do you
because
think
they're, why do we give anyone we love a pet name?
Well,
because they're our pet, because we love them, because we like to call them things, because we use language, because we're human, and even animals probably have pet names for their penises. You know, I'm sure
yeah.
dogs bark a different way over a penis. I mean, it's like you identify with it, and penis to me just is a little clinical. And I am a sex therapist in private practice, and I will say penis when necessary. But you know, with my colleagues, sex therapists. But you know, cock. I mean, cock is great, but it always sounds like you're doing porn. I don't know. I guess. I have pet names for my husband. Why not have pet names for his penis? As you say, Luke, it's your best friend. I mean, it's like another creature. It's not like, I mean, you don't call, you know, your foot your best friend. I mean, unless you have a foot fetish or something. But
the idea of the duality of the penis here, it's not a monologue. Mind you, it's a dialogue.
Yeah. Right. That's what we call
so, I mean,
the penis
like the
dialogue.
Vagina monologue. Yeah. People, women are one with their vaginas, right? But with the guys, we're having dialogues with this separate entity.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. I think that's. What do you think of that, Gabriel? Is a dialogue because it's a separate entity?
Yeah. Well, it isn't a separate entity, though.
Well, it feels like it sometimes.
Oh no, it's an absolute separate entity. Okay, it's got its own balls. It's
well,
got,
by definition,
yeah.
its own head.
By definition, it's a dialogue as opposed to a monologue, which means two.
Right. That's correct. I
that's
absolutely
right.
agree with you.
That's right.
I take mine like my American Express card everywhere I go. Okay.
And I so. Kind of do feel, you know, there's the big head. I mean, I don't like to say the little head because it is gigantic,
but
it is the head above and the head below, you know? And they're two different heads, two different minds.
Wait a minute. Am I wrong here? But when you walk around, for example, and all of a sudden you go, oh, look at her, and your penis says, no, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're a married man.
Wait a minute. Isn't it the other way around?
Or the other way around.
Don't
right,
look at
exactly.
Her,
and I have that all the time.
Her.
You say, wow, she's really hot and so forth. Well, wait a minute, I got a wife, I got this.
Yeah,
that.
I got to bring this babe home to my wife. Fuck.
Well, wait a minute. And then the dialogue is, wait a minute, is she ready for this or what? Are you all right? I mean, are you crazy or something? She's going to beat the shit out of me if you do that.
I personally want a dialogue with my penis. I don't want soliloquies from my penis. I'm sorry.
Right. You want to have some relationship. I mean, yeah. Otherwise the penis runs amok.
You don't want to
right?
take and, over.
And that's a problem. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, some people in
well,
these
also,
times.
Well, also, when the penis rules your life,
yes.
they may ruin your career.
Exactly.
Because,
you know
you're running around with your dick
your
hanging out.
And the,
or
the,
make it if you're in the porn
business. The popular
business.
Phrase nowadays is, you know, sex addiction or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah, right.
But really,
oh,
what is
gosh.
It? It? But a penis that is just doing its own thing without real dialogue with the penis owner. Which might include the woman in their life as well, penis owners. Because the woman owns the penis too, isn't that right?
Mm, well,
Ella.
A certain portion of it.
You are damn right.
Hey now, haven't you said he belongs to me?
Yeah, oh, yes, of course he belongs to me.
All right, that's ownership.
But, you know, he's not, he's he has freedom also.
Freedom.
He's not living in Iran or anything like that.
I know the courts in California are fairly liberal, but if you guys get divorced, I don't believe they're going to give you rights to his penis.
Oh,
I could be
well,
wrong.
She doesn't
yes,
get to
I'm not
it.
Lorena Bobbitt, no. yuck. Mm. Wow, so
but
let's get...
But as long as the marriage is intact, I
certainly have some 50%. Say in what the penis does.
Yes.
Oh, of course you do. My
and how about you, Paris? I mean, you have some say in what the penis does.
No, she's submissive. She doesn't have any say.
I'm completely submissive to my guys, so he calls the shots.
Right. And how do you feel when his penis goes into a different vagina?
Really hot. I wish it would happen more often, but he's shy.
Ooh.
He's very,
really
very
hot.
Shy.
So you set him up with vaginas.
I throw a vagina at him, but he's always like, these are porn chicks. They won't like me. I'm just a normal guy. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, I'm a porn chick and I liked you, so that means someone else would. So I'm trying to open him up slowly, but I'm always trying to hook him up.
I can understand that. When you feel like you're pitching in the little leagues, you don't want to start.
Get close to your microphone.
You know?
So, okay. Dr. Gabe, will you do a short reading from the penis dialogues?
I'd be glad to. Let's see, one thing was, this is up, up, and away. It's just if you could describe to somebody who had never experienced sex what it feels like to have an erection and an orgasm, what would you say? And some things that people said, as one guy said, an erection feels like a gathering of attention, everything being concentrated, the body relaxes, and this involuntary thing happens. And it's a two-pronged event, giving pleasure and receiving pleasure. The more I give, the more I receive. It took me a while to understand that. When I was young and just concentrated on myself, it seemed like something was missing. Another person said it's like water building up behind the dam with pressure that needs to be released. And another one said it's like a gift you're giving. The downside of orgasm is the, I can never pronounce this word, ephemeralness of the actual orgasm. It's so fucking short. A woman's just stays up there and ours is just up and down. The post-orgasm state is so quick. At least that's that guy's experience. And
these different experiences of the penile orgasm. Well, we're going to compare notes on our penile orgasms.
Yeah.
Guys aren't the only ones that can hit their lover in the eye with their cum. Women squirt too.
That's
but
right. And also, actually.
Yeah, you squirt, Ella? Yes? You got a mouthful of penis right now,
yeah,
so you can't
sucking.
Talk too well.
That's
right.
She's
sucking a penis.
That's
right.
I do.
You do? Mm. Yeah. Okay. Squirter. Do you squirt too, Paris?
I have, but I can't on command.
No.
So I can't do it in movies.
Really? And you're submissive. It must be very frustrating when
you're
commanded.
I would love to be able to squirt whenever I wanted, but it chooses me.
Aw. Do you squirt, Alexandra?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I do.
When what happens? What makes you squirt?
It's all in the curve.
And the cock has the curve? The Luke
well,
cock,
could be the fingers.
Daddy has a curve.
Could be
or,
the fingers.
Oh, fingers work better. Yeah,
for squirting,
fingers better than
yeah,
cock.
It's
yeah,
more
for
a
squirting.
Finger thing with her, and also a state of mind.
Mm, okay.
You know, like we take time to date one another, so we may like be flirting with one another all afternoon long. You know, go out and maybe shop for some lingerie or some sexy shoes.
Or maybe a cock ring.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Back to the penis. Well, okay. Yeah, you've always got to romance your penis or vagina,
yeah.
Especially the vagina. The penis doesn't have to be
but
romanced
you keep
so much.
It, you keep, like, foreplay lasts a lot longer than all day.
Mm.
Foreplay can last all day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Gabe,
probably so much of it's in our mind, I think, and it's just a lot of research even on orgasm when they've taken the men and women's body parts out of descriptions of what an orgasm feels like. Men and women describe it very similarly.
Well, you know, men are not from Mars and women are not from Venus. We're all from
the stupidest thing I ever.
Planet Earth.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. That was the most stupid book ever written in the history of publishing. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know about the history of publishing, but
there were some other stupid ones, but that made the top 10.
Yeah, well,
I hope the penis dialogue isn't in top 10.
Oh, no. We love the penis dialogues. And we love having dialogues with our penises, whether they're attached to our bodies or to the ones we love. and we really are grateful to you for joining us tonight on the Dr. Susan Block Show. And everyone can find the penis dialogues, of course, on Amazon, or you can just...
Yeah, but wait a minute. You should go through our site so we get a percentage of the deal so that we can finance.
I was going to say, do we have it on the front page on drsusanblock.com?
The fucking revolution costs money.
Right. All right. So give us the 2 cents that Amazon
fucking cents
gives us, please.
Dribble down something.
We need heat in this studio.
Give us 2 cents. God damn it.
Absolutely.
All right,
Dr. Gabe, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the penis dialogues, and come down and visit us when you're in L.A.
Yeah, thanks, my pleasure. I wish I could have been there. Some of you guys are having a blast.
We are going to continue having a blast. But yeah, definitely come to the womb room. The penis must enter the womb room, after all.
Yeah. I think I will do that right now.
Hey. With your wife, right?
Yeah, all right.
I hope this was good foreplay.
Yeah. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, enjoy her womb room.
Okay.
All right. Penis dialogues. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Gabe.
We're talking about penises tonight here on the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Penises, right? And what else begins with a P? But panties. And Panty Boy is on Twitter.
And we have someone on line 2.
I know. But I just want to know if anyone's wearing interesting panties. Panties?
I am.
You are? Okay. I myself am wearing pink and, look at those. Oh. And these are sort of a
pink.
What
am I wearing?
Look at, you do have nice panties, don't you, Ella? Yeah. And so does Paris. Oh, very nice panties. Look at those.
I'm going to be, spoiler alert, Paris's panties.
Wait, you have to talk into the microphone, though.
Pardon me.
That's important on the video.
Spoiler alert. Paris's panties match her beautiful bra, which I totally
was
creepy
that?
And totally skeeved a glance at earlier.
Now, the thing is that Panty Boy is watching on webcam, so it's critical. I don't know where the webcam is. It's over there or something. You have to kind of stand up.
Wait a minute. Is Panty Boy paying for these promotions?
Well, you know, he's doing PR on Twitter.
I think he contacted me.
Oh, he's doing PR. Okay.
Yes, he is. He's definitely doing PR. And so is the webcam. Does that show where... Is that? Are you on the webcam? You are. Okay, so you got some good shots of the panties?
Yep.
I want to see it again, though. Let me see Ella's panties.
You could stand up.
Stand up. Yep.
Stand
oh,
up.
Yeah.
Under my umbrella. Ella.
Oh, yeah.
Ella,
look at those.
Ella,
oh, sort of
Ella.
Tiger print pink.
Under my umbrella.
Absolutely.
Look at those bunnies.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay. Sheer... Yep, panties nice, bunnish is nice. Okay. Can we see your panties now?
Yes.
Can we have a look at Paris panties?
Oh, Paris panties.
Right, panties in Paris or panties on Paris.
Make it look cute.
Yes. Unzip that. Unzip.
Oh, yeah.
We got a matching outfit here going on. Look at this.
This is for you.
This is hot.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, look at this matching bra and panties. This looks like Victoria's Secret or a knockoff.
I think it's Frederick's.
Frederick's, okay.
Victoria's Secret doesn't fit my boobs.
Ooh. Your boobs, what size are your boobs?
They're 34 Ds, but for some reason Victoria's Secret just doesn't. They're augmented, so they're just not good for Victoria's Secret.
Oh, well, you're too big for Victoria's Secret. Isn't that something? Wow, I'm amazed. Too big for Victoria's Secret. I'm impressed. Okay, don't cover that.
That sounds like a title for a porn film.
Too big for Victoria's Secret.
That totally does. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, steal it.
Now, Alexandra, I must ask, and you just look so
look at this.
Luscious. Look at this outfit here.
I'm so anxious. To show you my panties.
Yes, please do it.
Do it.
Please do. And you are famous for your panties. In fact, may I say, Alexandra, that Panty Boy, if you were on Twitter, you would know this. Panty Boy is a big fan of yours.
Oh, he must like
He is a
panties.
Huge fan of yours. And he watched you when he was 16 on... Doing some
probably a movie I did
porn.
Called Silk beep, Panties.
Beep, silk beep, Panties,
beep,
yes.
Beep, beep. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's it. That's
silk
it.
Silk Panties.
Silk Panties, wow.
So let's see them.
They're very silky, though.
Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, my goddess! These are very silky panties. These are transparent.
You can see right through them.
Silky.
Oh, my God.
Panties.
Emperor's wearing no clothes.
Those are hot.
Wow. Yeah. Those are very nice panties.
Don't anyone tell her.
I didn't know the dress code tonight.
Oh, no. That's because you're not on Twitter, honey. But that's just fine.
Those are beautiful panties.
Let's have a look at these. Yeah, these are really quite nice.
Those are really... I'd hot like panties. To, where'd you get them?
Kind of back. One size.
God.
One size fits all.
Yeah.
Really?
Very good. Can we see them from behind?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, we should start selling these
oh,
online.
Oh, yeah. Look at these. These are great
these
panties.
These are panties. $34.95. Nobody
no
can
panties.
See them.
They're
yeah.
on, the Emperor's new panties.
They're on sale this week. Buy two, get one
wow.
free.
At your site? Do you have a site where we can buy these panties?
She does. Yeah, AlexandraSilk.com.
Yeah. So.com.
Yeah, yeah, really. And you can get these panties. Excellent.
We got to sell them, too. I want to become an affiliate.
Definitely.
They're on sale. Really?
Are you wearing a matching bra?
I am. I am.
Oh, yes. Let's see the matching bra.
I am wearing a matching bra.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's very
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
They're on sale too.
Yeah.
buy two, get one free.
Yeah. Whoa. I'd like to see the one you get free.
It's from Total Recall, right?
Beautiful.
Wow.
Very nice. I must say that's an incredible yes. bra and panty ensemble.
Everybody loves a bargain.
So sheer. So very, you know, skimpy
yes.
and sheer.
Mm. On sale this real week good. Only.
Well, I don't mean to be prejudiced. I'd like to see your underwear.
Well, I don't wear any.
Oh.
I never do.
You never do. You don't even wear silk underwear?
No.
No?
No. Not. Unless I have a wool suit on. I oh. will wear silk underwear if I have a wool suit. Mm, but other than
itchy.
That, yeah.
Right. You don't want to get the itch.
Easy access. That's what I'm all about. Mm.
I see that Alexandra is about that, too.
Well, you know, we do have a totally open relationship.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have a lot of fun. I mean, we really do because we've...
Does that mean you're swingers or you're polyamorous or what does that mean?
Well, we are swingers. Though
all
we don't,
the above.
Yeah, all of the
D.
above.
Oh. D. D.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, I don't want to be a bad hostess and our favorite drink is agua coco leaf liqueur.
You
would
still
anyone
have
like
calls,
some?
Susie. You still have callers on the line.
Oh, I do. Know. Okay.
You've got three lines up.
Three lines up. Yeah. Okay, who should I take?
I have no idea because nobody's
but
told
wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't the girls answer so much more honestly and authentically if they had, you know, a shot of?
Well, I'm gonna pour as we start the calls.
Woo-hoo!
But don't pour one for me, Doc, because I don't drink at all.
I like that. I like
okay,
that.
Done.
No, she's got
okay.
a special drink,
I'll have a
special
coffee.
Glass.
Okay.
I'll have a cock.
You'll
tail.
Have a cock.
Tail.
Right? Okay.
You'll have a...
Yeah.
Cocktail.
Cocktail. Absolutely. And this is a very special cocktail, which requires that you lick this salt, which is a lime salt, off of some skin, any skin you find. That you would like to lick it off of. So,
wait. Can I tell a little story about that?
Go for it.
So
next.
One day we had we needed some personnel, so I ran an ad.
Yeah.
And this woman comes down. And she's from Washington State.
Ooh.
And so she comes in and she says, "I'm feeling very uncomfortable." The interview was just a couple of minutes. She says, "I'm feeling very uncomfortable." I said, "Well, okay, that's fine. We'll drive you back to your hotel and so forth."
Yeah.
And then the next day, there's a whole story about how she comes here and we're doing drugs.
Oh.
And there was coke everywhere.
Coca-Cola?
No, no.
She just thinks that this vial that looks like it has coke in it, because because it's supposed to be a joke, because this is made from the coca leaf.
Right.
But it is perfectly legal, and this is not cocaine. This is salt.
Yeah. So. I was devastated. I'm a heart patient. I don't do no fucking coke. I do some salt, and I shouldn't be doing that.
We have a comment, I believe, from Twitter. Ella Darling looks hot with that pop in her mouth.
Ella
I
Darling.
Think that it's pop true. is a euphemism for cock here.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Suck it, Ella. Suck it, girl. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ella, what are you wearing under that dress?
Just a bra.
Good question.
A bra. Let's see. What are you wearing? Yeah, yes, take it off. Take it all off. And I'm going to give you the salt. And here we go.
Wow.
Yes, take it off. And this salt, you want to put that somewhere. It could be on him or, you know, whatever.
I think Ella's looking awfully appetizing.
And this is your shot.
Ella's hot now.
You don't have to drink it all at once unless you want to. Okay.
Wow, look at those bones. I love bones. I'm like into bone
you like
sex.
The spare ribs, yeah.
Yeah, I
chewing
love
on
spare
them,
ribs.
Yeah.
I could chew those down, eat them up. Barbecue.
I'm watching this.
Yeah. Hubba hubba. All right, so.
I don't learn none of that big fat stuff. I learn bones.
Hey, now. We're equal opportunity.
I mean, I'm not an Eskimo. I don't like blubber.
So I actually have about 4 vials of this lime salt in
you
kitchen.
You have a lot of lime salt. Why do you have lime salt?
Talk into the microphones, please. Yeah.
I'm sorry. This particular...
lime salt? I didn't know that it was popular without the agua.
Well, I went to the liquor convention in Vegas.
Because you did.
I was the green fairy for an absinthe company.
Ah,
and
yes.
So I got to go, and I got to check out
all
of these.
And who was the absinthe company? Because we had a lot of absinthe around here.
It's Obseo.
Yeah.
But so I got to go to this liquor convention, and I met the agua guys, and they were amazing and fantastic and wonderful, and I love the stuff, by the way. And
Green fairy.
Yeah, and his catchphrase was like, "Hey, do you want to do a lime?"
Very nice. Oh, we'll steal that.
It was really clever, yeah. And it was like
it's gonna be my new pickup.
Adorable.
Want to do a lime?
I'm not quite sure.
Honestly, I loved the powder. So I just really loved eating the powder so much that he gave me like 4 vials of it to take home.
Oh, well, good. Well, so you know all about it.
I do.
Well, so I have shots for all of you, for the 3 of you, and you can just, apply the salt where you will. And look at Alexandra here. She's just
ready.
She's done this before.
She has moved from her.
She's like a reindeer
from her station.
On a salt lick.
What are you doing with the cock pop?
I'm putting a little bit of the sticky cock pop.
Oh, I see.
Right here.
Just on your hand? How boring. No,
it's true. I'm so used to this. I learned this in like 8th grade. So.
Yeah, right. No.
I'm sorry.
Here we are a little more creative than that. Especially since we are porn stars. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's
we are
this
porn
is, this
stars.
This is where we do our limes is off of the ski slopes that are too big for Victoria's Secret. That's where we do our lime. Right down the valley, right down the valley, under the bra that matches the panties.
Delicious.
And of course, Panty Boy's going to get these panties, we know.
Oh, it's sweet.
It's sweet. Everybody talking in your microphones, please. We're on radio.
Now we have
one on the World Wide Web.
Lime salt right between Paris Kennedy's boobs being licked up by Alexandra Silk. It's very tart. It is very tart.
It's like Sour Patch Kids. Mm-hmm.
That's why you need the drink to chase it.
It's Sour Patch Tits.
Mm-hmm.
Sour Patch Tits.
Sour Patch Tits. There
quick,
you go.
Quick, you need to get the copyright on that because I think you're onto something.
Mm.
I feel like I'm in an Andy Warhol movie.
You are. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very good. Very. Okay, you're gonna down that. You're gonna do it first. Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa. Okay.
You know. Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, girl.
That's a good idea.
And this way, awesome. The tartness doesn't matter.
That's right.
Nothing matters when this is.
They taught her well at the liquor convention in Vegas.
Yeah, you should do yours off of her somewhere.
I don't think she's going to be new.
Take the dress off, please.
Whoa!
Here we go. Dress off. Panties down for Panty Boy.
Whoa, beautiful.
And
Panty Boy.
Panty Boy. Oh yeah, and here we go. We have the dick.
The dick.
The dick dialogue going on with the ass. And now here we have that is a lot. Here we go. Yeah. And up she goes. Yeah. Up a little more.
Lick it, lick it.
Yeah, lick it up. See, after you have your shot, you can lick more.
Lick it and slap it.
Because you're ready for it. Yeah, lick it and slap it. There you go. Look at that powder fly. Oh, yeah. Lick it and slap it.
Great spanking ass.
Yeah. Very good spanking ass.
Oh, yeah.
I love this show.
I know you mark easily, so be nice. She's so fair.
She's so fair. I'm not very fair. So what are you doing with that? Are you going to drink it, or are you not going to drink it? Is it too much
for you? Did you have any?
I know. I was just watching you guys.
Aww.
Teens.
Yeah. Did everybody have their shot here? Now, you know, Alexandra, I know you want to be all cozy with the girls, and you should be, but you're not on a microphone right now. So you have to get on a microphone somewhere.
You can...
There you go. I mean, so people can...
We have to double team it.
Oh. Yes. So I want to hear how the cock feels about this. I'm just wondering, Luke is over there with his penis.
Oh, yeah. There's a real cock here.
Yeah.
Luke is happy. There's three beautiful naked... Well, almost naked women.
Right, Luke, isn't that great?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how could Luke not be in absolute ecstasy at the moment?
Well, since you're in such ecstasy, I'm going to invite one of my other guests to sit at this microphone.
Come on.
Okay. Sure. It's another penis.
No,
is that
right
okay?
Right here.
Okay, all right.
Well, I don't want to go too
Bon John,
far
come on over here.
Come over here.
Say hello.
Hop in here.
Over here. Good. Right next to, right there. By the American flag there.
Yeah.
Sit down.
What's up, bro?
How you doing, Bon John? Just sit there with your face
in the
microphone.
Hey, guys, it's penis night, okay?
Penis night.
All right.
How's your penis is what we want to know.
You know, my penis is feeling wonderful. A little bit swollen right here, right now, I got to tell you.
What's doing it? And what is his name? Does he have a name?
I call the Bond penis the Beast.
Excellent. Well, unleash the Beast.
The Beast.
Please,
that's
unleash
right.
The Beast.
Mr. Sin brings the Beast.
Well, you know, I can't wait to see the Beast.
Well, you know, actually... She was describing it earlier, just
your,
like that, but a little bit thicker.
Uh-huh. She was describing your beast.
My beast.
Right. It happened. She didn't know that.
No, she hadn't.
No.
And I was like, wow. She's describing the beast.
That was the skyscraper.
How is it compared to this?
I'm thinking I better just whip the beast out and let you all answer that for yourself.
All right. Yeah, let's see the penis dialogue.
Yeah, you want to get up there? Let's get up there. Let's get right up there. Yep, step
get right up there.
Let's see what that looks like. Mm,
yep, let's see. Woo! All right, move the drink, though. Move the drink. Yep.
Move the drink. Move the dildo here.
Moving. This is my. This was my witch's broom on Halloween. See that?
Spooky.
Okay, here we go. We're going to see a real penis now. A real one.
We don't have to throw dollars or anything, do we?
Well, we might want to.
Well, I don't know.
If it's as big as he's describing...
It could cost us a lot of fucking money.
Now, you know what?
Just
I've
kind
been
of move stuff out of the way of him
years,
like this.
Dude. I've seen a lot of dicks. Drop those suckers. Come on, let's see what you got.
All right, here we go. This is Bon John Sin.
Is that it?
Yeah. Go, man, go. Penis, go, penis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't see it. Oh, yeah, look at that. Great. Oh, it's talking or moving or dancing. It's dialoguing. Yes, dialoguing. It's a penis dialogue.
I can say firsthand that is, in fact, a penis.
It is? Yeah, okay.
It sure is. And it's
it has well the done, Ella Darling Ella stamp well of authenticity.
Yes. The penis Darling indeed stamp. That's a good stamp to have.
Do we
yes
know it's real?
I think you should take your shirt off, though.
Is it detachable?
Remove
is it
the shirt for better
that's
view of the penis.
That's a good question. There is it go detachable? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right.
It's
having
pole envy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we need to get that stripper music going here. We have a comment from Dark Angel of Fate. Great lingerie from Ella Darling and Paris Kennedy and Alexandra Silk. He has not commented on yours yet.
Yeah. Well, thanks a heap.
I know who that is.
Who is it? I actually happen to be wearing that.
Keep going. I think you should stay up there.
Yeah.
I do. I think so, right? Because and for a while, it's
dance
a penis
and
dialogue
entertain us.
Yes, yes.
Here we are now. Entertain us.
And I'm wondering if Michael has a reading that he could do that might, you know, that we don't have any music, so you could do your reading while Bon John is standing there.
I have
there
no problem doing yes, my reading right while he does that. I just want to say that unlike the good doctor's dialogue,
Dr. Gabriel.
Yeah, my piece is called The Penis Parables, and it has no socially redeeming quality whatsoever.
Right. Wonderful.
I didn't
that's
talk
wonderful
to anyone. I think Eve Engler, whatever her name is, I can't stand her. Because, look, if you work in theater, you're going to date somebody, or in my case, lots of people who are in the vagina monologues, and you're inflicted with
lots
having to watch it over
right
and over and over
and over again.
Again.
I've seen it many times as well. And by the way, it should be the vulva monologues.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
So quiet on the set for a minute. Go ahead.
So this is a piece from the Penis Parables, which right now a major pornography company is looking at. I don't know if I can mention their name, so I won't.
A major pornography company. All right. So, John, I want you to feel the words.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting.
Feel the words.
My parents would always let me stay with my grandparents for Christmas. When I was 8 years old, I was finally allowed to help Big Mama cook the turkey. By help, I mean she did all the work and I sat and watched and licked the spoons of the many pie fillings. She cooked with the precision of a nuclear engineer. We were making her famous fruit cake when she started to look flustered, searching all the cabinets. I don't have raisins. How could that happen? Go find Big Poppy. You two will have to go to the local store and buy me some raisins. So off I raced, searching room after room for Big Poppy. He wasn't in the garage or watching TV in the den. So he had to be in his bedroom. So I ran in. Not seeing him, I turned to leave when I heard the sounds of grunting coming from the bathroom. Big Poppy must have fallen over and is hurt, I thought to myself. And a brief fantasy played in my head that I would find him bleeding, call the ambulance, save him, and become an overnight celebrity known as the kid who saved his grandpa. That had to be worth at least 4 Boy Scout badges. I barge into the bathroom. Big Poppy, I... There are moments in our lives that seem to hang unconnected to anything, as if caught in time, seeming to exist in its own space. Words died on my lips, and I suddenly found it hard to breathe. For there sat Grandpa, my Big Poppy, not bleeding to death, but naked from the waist down, one hand holding a magazine, the other hand encircling his semi-rigid penis.
Woo!
Worse.
Poppy.
Worse still, he stood up, and his huge testicles dangled between his knees,
woo!
And I thought it might actually pull off his turgid cock. And there we stood, me and my masturbating Big Poppy.
Masturbating Big Poppy.
Yeah,
is that another penis pet name?
Well, I don't think I had quite envisioned Big Poppy quite like that, but
yes. You know,
I'm
it could be. It could be.
I'm
it works in a way, you know. Big Poppy. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, you found it erotic, obviously. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Very erotic. Did you know that it was such a turn on?
No,
that's great.
I had no
Let's
idea.
Hear it for Michael Phillips.
That was great.
And
thank
Bon
you,
John Sin, a penis performance from the Penis Parables.
Hey, you know, Doc, Alex hasn't done her shot yet.
I sort of did notice that.
Alex.
You know, but you're her master.
Well, with, so
you're
Bon,
her daddy.
With Bon naked up there, I mean.
She should do it off of his cock.
Shouldn't she be doing the line?
Yeah, right off of the
right,
dick, right off
let's
of the
do
slope.
It.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Here's, you got your salt, baby?
Do you think I should?
I'm sure Bob well,
yes.
Object.
It was Daddy's idea.
It's Daddy's idea. Whoa.
And Bon John doesn't mind. Pappy
you gotta get
here.
The lime in there, though, Alex.
Okay, the lime. We gotta get the lime. Hey, wait, where's
no,
the? Hang on, hang on.
Here comes the lime. You gotta get
she
the
just
lime.
Wants to suck the
don't,
cock.
Don't use yeah. real lime. I, it could sting.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. But you know what? You should take your top off.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Yeah. I think that's important.
Yeah. You know, we have about.
You might spill some.
Yeah.
You might spill some of this on your dress, there, Alex.
It's on my shirt. Yeah, we can't have that. We have to.
Go on. No, that's not off.
Yeah. No. Actually, the bra you should take off. Right. He's
yeah.
right.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
absolutely right.
Right. That's
Daddy
right
is right.
That's
and
no.
when Daddy's right.
Okay. Daddy's right.
Oh, you need help back there. Huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Uh huh.
There you go.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Bra comes off. No, look at those pretty titties. Absolutely. Oh, sorry.
That's better.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. There we go. And now Alexandra is applying the salt to Brad's penis. This is a real penis dialogue that she's having right here. Yeah, you're talking. You know what? You're not on microphone, so you better talk to the penis.
She's talking. Can somebody move that microphone over
she's
there?
She's actually using the microphone as a, or the penis yeah. as a microphone. Yep, there
yeah.
we go.
That,
talk
to
that
go.
Penis.
There you go.
Get that salt,
thank
baby.
You, Luke.
Mm.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bon John knows what to do with the hair.
Oh.
Yep, and here we have the glasses and the penis. Yeah. The whole glasses thing is happening. Yeah,
yeah. We're not talking with my mouth. Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Houston.
Oh, I like those sexy earrings.
She
yeah.
is so fucking hot. Look
yes,
at her.
She is.
Wow.
Oh, Panty Boy is probably in heaven right now.
And by the way, Bon John.
He watched you.
Bon
you know,
John is one of our new
ago.
Therapists.
Yes,
yes,
he is.
Yes,
I forgot
he's
to
been
say.
Helping people.
Absolutely. Bon John just started as he's started as a therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute just a few days ago already. Doing sessions with clients.
And people love you. They love you. You're the greatest therapist.
I'm really, really
yeah.
so
and fun. You've been certified
yeah,
by
having
us.
Fun.
We certify you like that. There's no bureaucracy here. We certify you. You're done.
Ah, yes. I think Dark Angel of Fate is seeing things a little later. He said, nice spanking.
Look at, oh,
Paris
look
Kim.
At, oh, look at you. This, Alexandra.
Yes, Alexandra's my doing good. Goodness. You know what? It seems silly to keep that dress on. I think you should just pull the whole thing down here. Do you mind?
It doesn't go down. It only goes up.
Okay. Oh, no, no. It goes down. Goes right
well,
down.
It's going
it goes
down.
Right down.
Whoa.
There we go. Okay, keep the stockings on. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is Alexandra Silk, and we know why she is an AVN Hall of Famer, and we know why she is the bailiff, and she rules the cocks. Yes. Yeah. And we know why she is a certified sex surrogate. Absolutely. Yummy,
hey,
yummy.
What is this?
We will refer all of our clients to you.
We're going to find out when she takes her shot.
Yeah.
We're going to get...
She's not doing it.
No, she's going back to the line.
Yeah, I think she keeps drinking cock, basically.
Yes.
No,
we need to rim
all right.
the rim.
Well, while she's doing that, you want to explain a little bit more about what a sex surrogate is for Paris and Ella?
Well, it seems rather distracting as we have seen, you know, this hot chick here with a hard penis.
Yeah,
but,
you know, we can multitask.
We, you know...
You
we
concentrate
help,
on that penis,
people
though.
That are
do a line.
Suffering from various sexual disorders.
Yes.
And we help work them through on a physical level to create a unity between the intersections of their emotions and their physicality. And, you know, that's a lot of words for bringing people, bringing people into the here and the now.
Helping
and focusing
them to open
on
up.
This, as you said earlier, sensate focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be happy to send our clients to you.
Yeah, we do have clients that would like to see sex surrogates. Right.
And, you know, it's something that was
and we work with a few already.
Great popularity in the 70s and the early 80s. And then when, you know, HIV became such a scare, it lost popularity. But there are so many ways that you can practice sex surrogacy without inflicting any potential harm on yourself or other people that, you know, it's evolving.
Right.
And it's refining itself. And as a skill and a therapeutic approach, it's gaining a lot more notoriety and credibility.
Does that answer your question, Ella?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really does.
And yes, we take things all the way through to a sexual encounter, but that's really the least of what we're doing. You know, there's so much else.
Well, and do you dress like that when you're a sex surrogate? I mean, why not?
Well, you try not to get too erotic.
Not too erotic. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's more, you want to maintain a very normal, authentic relationship.
And normal, authentic people are not too erotic is basically what it comes down to.
You're dressed, by the way, Doc, I love your hat. You are dressed so sexy. But that is not the way that most girls, you know, dress.
I don't dress this way when I actually just have sex with, you know, Mr. Pinus, actually.
Right.
Mr. Pinus gets, you know, pajamas that just come off and go, okay, Mr. Pinus. You know, it's true. People get lazy, and that's real life. I mean, but actually, on first dates, people dress up.
Yeah.
You know. Second date, maybe.
Third,
just sort of.
And weddings, they get dressed up at weddings.
Yeah, but you get too tired from a wedding to have sex. I mean, unless you're not getting married yourself. But you look great like this. Look at you guys. Yeah. Getting everybody all turned on. Are we doing over here? Oh, look at what we're doing over here.
You've got 9 minutes.
Well, Ella Darling is playing with her lovely little titties that are just perfect.
And
look at
Ella,
those.
You have beautiful porcelain skin.
Thank you so much. That's
oh,
so kind
my
of you.
Lord. Mm. It's like,
she's like a doll.
Like a vampire.
I dress like a doll sometimes.
You are like a doll.
How do you two know each other?
A mutual friend. First?
Oh, yeah. Okay. How did we first meet?
Who was like, I was having coffee with her, and I'm still very new to the industry, and I was like, you know, I don't know who to talk to, I don't know who I should connect with, and she was like, you know, Paris Kennedy, she's pretty cool, and I was like, really? Cool. Aww. So I texted her like a total fucking creeper. I was like, hey, Paris. Hey,
I want you.
I want to be in porn. What's up? Hi. I'm a girl and I want to make pornography. What's up? And she totally didn't get creeped out by me, even
she
though
went for it.
I am absolutely 100% creepy and ridiculous.
I think you're very creepy.
I'm a total nerd. I'm a total creep. I'm like, I like girls a little too much, and I'm nerdy, and I'm like, basically, I'm that guy on World of Warcraft, except that I don't play World of Warcraft, but like, if I were a boy, I would have restraining orders, but I'm a girl, and I have a cute body.
Have you two ever done a movie together?
We haven't.
Not
we have
yet.
To.
Have you made out? Have you had sex?
We're kissing
just
a little
did
just
a
here.
Movie.
We haven't.
They just did a movie tonight.
We've been kissing a little bit tonight. We've.
Do you want to kiss some more?
We've done a video thing together, kind of. She
it was
directed
a soft
me.
Core, but yeah. We're gonna do a girl scene for sure. Yeah, we were just talking about doing it for each other's sites.
Do you want to practice?
It's happen.
I would totally smooch.
Would you come up here?
Do you want content?
Want to come up here?
Yeah, get a little content.
You know, get
would
a little.
Miss Paris, would you be so kind as to give me a grand and fantastic smooch on that bed over there?
I do.
I would be
that's
delighted.
So romantic. Wow, I'm going to move my chair aside.
She's so romantic.
We had somebody has to help me move this chair.
Okay.
Okay. Move the chair aside, please. Okay.
And you're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. We got 6 minutes left, Susie.
6 minutes, right?
Six
Let's
minutes.
Move the chair aside.
6 minutes.
And we have this squirting mat just in case anybody wants to wet the bed. You can come up here too. You look so cute.
Got 6 minutes, boo.
Yeah. Somebody should stay on a microphone, right?
I'll stay on the mic.
Yeah, you take care of the mic.
Penis stays on.
Hold on to the mic.
What else do we want to talk about?
Yes.
You know, Doc, I do have some gifts here for you.
You have gifts? Okay.
Yeah.
Gifts.
I brought some porn.
Oh, excellent.
Wow.
All right. Oh,
look
look at all the porn.
Oh, yeah. That's my award-winning series.
Yay. We're
going to
show this.
Woo! Jessica Drake in that video.
Yay.
Yeah. And there's Alex and in Dirty Dancers number 13 with Melanie Stone.
Awesome.
Yeah. Your mic's on also.
My mic is on.
Very cool.
You guys, it's penis night.
It's penis night. Oh, and now all the girls are in the...
Woo!
Look at this.
Dude. All the guys are here. All the girls are up there.
You go for that bra.
Where's our camera people?
It's like junior prom. It really is.
Mm, yes, it is.
Yeah.
At least this was like my junior prom.
Get
Maybe
up
nobody
there,
else's.
Alex. There you go, baby girl.
Spread those legs, little slut. Now, what else do we have here? I got more
this
pictures.
This is so romantic.
What you got here, Luke?
Seem like they're in a kind of girlfriend
Where's
love
Alex?
Affair. And
Alex?
It's really just beginning.
Alex Where's is Alex? Up there, but we got her
She's
on
up there being too. Silky right there.
She's silky yep. right up there.
There you go. How about Where's that? Alex? Silk tie.
Which Alex are you talking about?
I'm talking about Alex from Jerry.
Oh, that Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know where he is.
All right,
I'm just thinking
silk
about this
ties,
Alex.
Why not right here? This is awesome.
You
okay,
like that
here
one?
We go.
That's silky,
Isn't
dude.
That hot?
That is.
Look
that's
at these
smooth.
Pretty
that's just really
yeah,
good.
And we are the penis boys, and we are here tonight with our penises.
I got my penis here.
And we're holding
yeah,
on
let's
tight.
Just pull these down.
We're going to represent
Get those that. Girls naked.
Oh, that is just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think they need some more lube.
Oh, and look,
there.
We've got the vibrator.
Oh, the Hitachi. Out it comes.
Yes.
But
Hitachi magic wand is always a welcome partner with girls. She's just moving everything around. Look at the.
Whoa.
And here, got the panties, panty boy.
Silk panties.
Listen to that vibrator on the radio.
Oh, the vibrator. We hear
that's
the vibrator.
That's a radio vibrator.
That's one of my favorite sounds. Because I know what's coming soon.
Yes. Wetness? Did I hear wetness? I have a love mat. Let's get you
there?
On the love mat, darling.
Yeah, get her on.
Oh,
that,
get the love mat.
Yeah, let's
yeah.
get the love mat here. You're a squirter.
Oh.
All right.
Watch
let's,
out.
Let's pull this love mat out here.
All right,
this
penises.
This is specifically
stand
for squirting.
Hey,
okay, penises.
Do you think
stand at attention?
Back here.
Here, we have some penises
I don't know, but
watching.
I'm holding my cup, hoping.
I got my umbrella up here.
Yeah.
Anybody want to borrow a plastic bag from me, put over your head?
Oh, you look so beautiful.
You hear
you
the interference,
really, really
right?
That's
right.
Yeah, I do. That's the vibrator,
that vibrator,
right?
Yeah, that's the vibrator.
Oh, that's the vibrator.
If you're listening, and that interference is the vibrator. That vibrator.
Yeah, the vibrator
is sitting
is
on a luscious
on
pussy.
Oh, that is such a beautiful little.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's yeah. pretty.
It's so shaved and smooth. Everything is smooth. Yes. And look at all these interesting little writings you have.
This is a great audition. I want to hire this girl.
Yes, aren't they nice?
Yes. I just
what
want to
does
go
your
up
penis?
Jerk
have
off
a dialogue with your penis
her,
right now.
You, man.
And
what is our penis
yeah,
saying?
What are your penises saying about this now?
Not a fucking word.
Okay. Bon John, is your penis talking
yeah.
to you?
Oh, yeah, he's yeah. barking. He's
what is
barking.
He say?
The beast is howling. Yeah. The beast is howling. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Michael, what is your penis saying?
Oh, what a shame you were born English. That's what's my son.
Oh, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Charlie.
Oh, damn. That is it. Bring it home, baby girl. Oh.
Boy, Doc, yeah. I'm glad
well,
I brought
look,
Alex
it's looking
here.
Good.
Should we do the
it's
sound effects,
beautiful.
Man?
Yeah,
this is the womb room, brothers and sisters,
hey,
lovers and sisters. And we are here in the womb room. Oh, yes, that's with a beautiful womb.
Get those fucking photographers out of here.
That's right. What the hell's wrong with
yes,
those guys?
Yes, Ella Darling.
With these photographers.
Oh,
we're
yes.
We're trying to watch
Take
some.
Oh, you're just sweating.
Oh, God, baby, yeah.
Oh,
that's girl, awesome. Squirt, too.
I hope he got she got your camera all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
You were in my way.
Cameras are like penises.
That's it. Hey,
squirt
it on. Judge Lee, I hope it drips down
beautiful.
The back of your
beautiful, Ella right Darling.
Awesome.
Holy water, brother.
Holy water.
That's what I'm talking
girl.
About. Oh,
you have been blessed by the holy water. Yes.
The ever so sexy.
Wait. Where's the microphone? Where's the?
All right, and I gotta tell you, I'm sitting here and I'm really enjoying.
You don't need a microphone, dear.
Paris Kennedy's nipples got so damn hard when she squirted.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me ask you guys, Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Let me ask you guys one by one. You, Luke. What did your penis say when he saw this? What did he say? He said, I've seen that before.
I love Dr. Sue.
Bon John,
what
did your penis say?
My penis said, get me out of these fucking pants. I got to get up in that.
All right. Mm. And Michael, did your penis say anything to you?
Yeah, it said, I'm divorcing you. I'm going to marry a Cuban. I have no idea.
And what about the engineer's penis? He's now distracted. Oh, wait, is her microphone on?
Can I got it. It's on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We can't hear it.
No,
her.
We can't hear
it. No, we can't hear it.
You got to hold it.
I think it's not on. Can
it's
someone?
It's on. It's on.
No.
No.
No. Nori, can you help with the microphone?
Microphone? I'll help. She can have my
Alex,
microphone.
Alex, if you stroke it, I'll bet you can get it to work.
I have it all the way up.
I'll bring my mic up there. She can.
Just your microphone.
Yeah. Hello? Okay.
Yes. Try it now.
Delightful aroma of squirt.
Try it now.
Oh, de Ella. No.
It's down. I got it all the way
oh,
up.
Oh, darling.
Come on over here, Ella. You can share
Ella
my
perfume.
Microphone.
Okay.
There's
no microphone.
That is so nice of you.
I know,
you.
Man. Okay. I'm charitable.
So, you know, look, I'm feeling the love over here, dude. You know?
Right?
Yeah. One penis to another.
All right, well, I guess you guys have to just kiss because we don't
these
have...
Girls
oh, no.
For, you know,
yeah,
like,
just kiss and we'll get the like microphone
personal
going.
Personal reasons.
No.
Get a different microphone.
It's all the way up. I can't do anything.
Check one, two.
Oh, now we can hear you.
Okay, we got you now.
Okay, here we go.
We are now having a vagina monologue.
Here we go.
This is
the vagina monologue.
This is. So, I have to say, the first time I ever squirted was horrifying and mortifying and terrifying and scary.
Yeah.
And every time to this day, still, whenever it happens, even when I know people are like, oh, yeah, she's squirting, I'm still like, awkward. Oh, that's so weird.
There's something
it's
strange.
Not weird at all.
But it's a feminine wonder of the world.
That's right.
It really is.
I appreciate you saying so.
It's holy water, sister. It's
if
not
I could have
pee.
Been there.
And not that
it's
there's
not.
Something wrong with a golden shower, but squirt is not a golden shower.
Absolutely.
It's female ejaculation.
It is the vodka of humanity.
And,
absolutely.
I can,
and I was dying
know,
for a shot.
Over time, I've been able to
I'm just saying.
Really start to really notice when it's going to happen, when it's going to come. And I was never able to do that in the beginning. I was just like, what the hell is that? I didn't know the girls did that. That's gross and weird and awkward and creepy. And oh my God, I want to crawl into a hole and die.
And the sooner you
and
get over that,
yeah,
the more
and
you'll
then
enjoy
slowly
it.
I began to appreciate it. And then I got into porn and I realized that it's very lucrative, but still, like, awkward and weird and like, okay. Oh, hey guys, sorry, that's my bodily fluid spraying everywhere.
You don't ever
awkward,
have to apologize.
Creepy, weird,
never, ever apologize for that.
Oh, no, it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. But it is a very sort of breakthrough experience for a woman. It's like, you know, opening up the dikes, no pun intended about sexuality. But it's a rush, and it's not something women are used to in our history. I think we've been repressed from doing it.
Very big thank you to Ms. Paris Kennedy.
All right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And we should say our thank yous in general, because it is time for us to wind up the broadcast of the show.
The live one.
The live one. But we're going to stay in the bed.
Yeah.
Because this is the talking part of the show, okay, that's winding up, believe it or not, even though we just had squirting in the talking part of the show.
And we have to find out where everybody is.
Yeah, right. You know? Okay, so the ladies in bed, rhymes with ladies in red. Paris, where can we find you?
You can find me at pariskennedy.com. Very easy to remember.
Or Google. Just Google her.
Paris Kennedy.
Oh, you can Google me, yes.
Yeah, Google.
Okay. And Ella Darling.
Darling,
can you hold
Ella,
this?
DarlingEla. Just Oops. One L. Ella with one L. A. .com.
I'd like to find you somewhere.
Find you. at Ella Darling and stuff.
Okay. And Alexandra Silk. Hold on to this. Hold.
Oh, that would be alexandrasilk.com. .com.
How do we spell that, Alex?
alexandrasilk.com.
Yummy. All right, and Mr. Wilder.
Don't forget me, dear.
I would not forget the cock.
Don't forget the cock.
Daddy.
It is cock night, okay?
Submit to the cock.
Yeah, please.
Okay, you can reach me at Wilder Times.
Pretty.
And you can download all of our videos on fallenangel.tv. There's some really hot stuff. Alex directed some of them. We've got Internal Affairs up there, which is our...
Internal Affairs, uh-oh.
It's an award-winning cream pie series. Hot, hot stuff. Real couples, real cum... Real sex.
All right.
Good shit. Authentic.
All right.
Fallenangel.tv.
And Mr. Sin?
All right. Well, I can be contacted just about almost all day, every day, 24/7, of course, at the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
Absolutely.
And always happy to talk at you and have some fun and share your sexuality with me, because I love it and get off on it.
Yeah,
almost as much as you do. So there's that, and then there is bonjonsin.com, which is a little under construction right now, so we'll catch it in a bit.
All right, thank you very much for your penis dialogue.
My penis was very happy to speak.
All right. And you very well acted out the poem, or monologue, or dialogue of our next guest, which is Michael Phillips. And thank you very much for the penis parables reading.
And you can find me at michaelphillipswrites.com. And also look out for the penis parables coming to a town near you, or right next to you if you're lucky.
Yeah. Right in your pants.
Right in your pants.
Yeah.
I would encourage that.
All right. Well, we have some very lovely studio audience members, but that's our main guest for tonight. And I want to
Before we leave, I want to thank someone. I want to thank the revolution that's taking place all over the world.
Absolutely.
To the streets.
Oh, right.
That's
the
how
revolution.
We stopped the
all
wars in Vietnam.
And vaginas out there in the street.
Penises and vaginas in the streets of Iraq, of Iran, all over the world. And you know what?
Gaddafi killed a bunch of them today.
I know. And let me say something else.
Down with the dictators.
Down with the dictators. Well, not down with the dicks. Down with the dictators.
Right, the dictators.
But let me also say this. We... who have been in porn for so many years and have been jailed and beaten and fucked over. We are the revolution. We are where radio and nothing else touches you, because we grab you between your fucking crotch.
Nice.
And we say, the revolution is on, and stop the fucking dictators, and you can jail us, you can fucking beat us. But you were going to win.
Absolutely.
Because we're
Maximilian.
Yeah.
Thank you to brothers like you who did that kind of time so we could all do what we do today.
We are the foot soldiers of the revolution. We are the pussies and the dicks of the revolution. Come and get me, motherfucker.
My cock is the flagpole, standing strong.
Prince Maximilian Lobkowitz.
From our house to your house, Revolution, evolution, every day.
Absolutely. And my darling listener, whether you're a penis owner or a vagina owner, whether you're out in the streets or safely tucked under your electric blanket, I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to love the penis in your life and the vagina in your life, the vulva, the balls, head to toes, and make like the bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
And I love your penis. Yay, penis. Yay, penises. Yay. Mwah. 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 Okay, everybody, we're going to do a group picture, so don't move, on the bed.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.